This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're in the Psicha. Today we will finish, with Hashem's help, the Psicha. I guess tomorrow at 9:15, we will try to begin the Lavin. Tomorrow is very short, actually. So if you say it's a short day, tomorrow shouldn't take more than 5 minutes. Probably, maybe even less. Okay. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Umnei goydel harais shenimtsu b'amida meguna hazos," because of all the many evils that are found in this despicable character trait. His hira Torah son befratos alze belav deloy selech Rachel. The Torah warned us specifically in the lav of loy selech uchemay shenavar lekaman. Not like anger, cruelty, mockery, scorn, and other corrosive, corrupt character traits. Even though they also ruin the image of the soul and its picture. In other words, even though these character traits are also very destructive, and about them the Torah alluded to in many places, as it is clear in the words of Chazal. There's no explicit lav in the Torah. Don't get angry. Don't be cruel. Don't engage in mockery. But Lashon Hara, because of its terrible, destructive power, the Torah specifically warns us not to speak Lashon Hara. Void nira pasha tamacher. Masha is hira Torah befrad al zeh. Also, it would seem obvious, another reason why the Torah specifically warns about this, v'mnei shekasher nadayik v'emes befrad al zeh dehenu Lashon Hara ruchilus. When we look carefully about this detail, namely Lashon Hara ruchilus, nimsa shekemad him koilulin kol halavin va'asin sheimatzer bein adam lachaveroi. It basically includes all the negative prohibitions and positive commandments that you could find between man and his friend, as well as many between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we will explain, if Hashem so desires. The Kach is Hira Torah, son of Pharisee, for the Torah warned us explicitly, so that we don't fall into this trap. You see, if it would just be that a person would say, well, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara because maybe I'll violate this, maybe I'll violate that, but if it doesn't say explicitly, they may fall into the Lashon Hara trap. So to avoid that we fall into this trap, the Torah specifically warns us, don't speak Lashon Hara. I, in the future, will explain this at greater length. And from here it will emerge, agavorcha, a great benefit for many other halachas. And furthermore, maybe the Yetzer Hara will be slaughtered, smitten, by us seeing the great stumbling block, shiyasa yidei dibur, that comes about through one's words. Thus, this I began with the help of the one who endows man with das. I feel like this point the Chafetz Chaim already mentioned in the Hakdama. Yeah, in the end, the second to last paragraph of the Hakdama. Okay. Umetchilot tzarch leida haklolam halachas eilu Lashon Hara ruchilus. First, you have to know the general rules. Lashon Hara hu, hainu, hamesaper b'gnos chaveroi. Lashon Hara is if you speak about your friend's disparagement. Ruchilus, hainu, shemesaper le'echad, ma shechaveroi diber olav ra, oy asalai ra. Ruchilus is to tell another person what their friend said or did to them. The first thing you need to know is Lashon Hara is asur afil al dvar emes, even if it's true. Like you have the guy who says, what's wrong? What's wrong with what I said? It's true. pal, you did a very good job of speaking Lashon Hara, because that's what Lashon Hara is. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be Lashon Hara, it would be Moitzi Shemra. K'may Shinavar Lekaman, Emir Tzashem B'Shem Kala Poiskim. Gam D'Issu Lashon Hara Ruchilas Hu Bein B'Fanov Bein Shloi B'Fanov. Whether he's present, or the person, the subject of your conversation is not present. Gam D'In Chilik Bein M'Sabar L'Makal, there's no difference between the speaker or the recipient. K'may Shinavar HaKol Lekaman. Right, you have the guy. Somebody's speaking Lashon Hara, he's sitting there, yeah. Pal, what are you shaking your head? You're being over alav in the Torah by shaking your head. No, it's America, live and let live. No, if you want to live, then you have to tell him not to say this, because you are minimizing your life by listening to his Lashon Hara. You have to tell him, do me a favor, I'm not interested. You know, tell me about the Yankees or something, you know? Umekabel mikri b'ma shemamin b'libay la'asibar shemsar b'lechaber. Mekabel is someone who believes the report. Afilu ein misayeh eloi b'asibar, even if you don't support him and add any details. Rak shemamin b'libay la'asibar l'chinar rochil shashama, just to believe in your heart that it's true. B'zeh mikri noisei shem ha'shav. By doing so, you are called bearing a false report. V'oivar al yidei zeh halav. Deloi sisa shema shav. You're over the lav, don't bear a false report. So you'll say, but it's not false, it's true. Are you over believing Lashon Hara if it's true? How can you be over, don't believe a false report if it's true? So we're going to discuss that. The answer is because even if it's true, it's inevitable that there will be a detail that's not true. Kol echem eila klam yeshva shirashim. Enough from all of these general rules have roots and branches, kasha b'shar chalkei ha-Torah, just like all components of Torah. Hashem yizakenu leida oisam al-boryam, may Hashem give us the merit to know them clearly. Veda, you should know, demasha nichtoiv do'ivar bein b'lavin uvein ba'asin uvein b'hagimel arurim, shenichtoiv unuvar lekamon diyesh alav. You should know that when we write your oivar on alav, or an asay, or an aror, kavanaseinu, what we mean to say is, you're going to be over bein b'lashon hara, uvein b'ruchilos. Whether you speak lashon hara, or whether you speak ruchilos, uvein al sheker, or uvein al emes. Whether you are lying, or you're telling the truth. So in other words, lashon hara, ruchilos, sheker, emes. These are what we call the four categories. This is the meaning what I'm going to write in the Ber Mayim Chayim, Bedalad Afanim Harishayim, the first four scenarios. Well, again, Lashon Hara, Rechilos, Emes, and Sheker. Levadim Nevar Behedya, unless we explain explicitly, Deloi Koyrak Alecha Be'ilu, that's only going on one of these categories. Veloi Nishar Choy Valenu, all we're left to do is Rak Levar Bechalecha Be'alav Noa Asin, to explain by each Lav and Asay, Im Koy Befanav, is it going on where the guy is present, or even if he's not present? Oyalam Asaper, is it going on the one who speaks? Oyalam Akabal. The halavin oyasin shem kolim kol oifen, alav or an asay that includes every scenario. Echtoiv bekitzer ba'aber ma'im chayim kol haches afanim. I would just write briefly in the Ber Mayim Chaim all eight scenarios. V'kavanosenu b'lashon hara urechilos uvefanav v'shaloi befanav uvein lamesaper uvein lamakabel uvein al emes uvein al hasheker. So in other words, the eight scenarios are lashon hara urechilos, his presence, not his presence, the speaker, the recipient, or true or false. Uzuchar elo advarim, says Chavos, I remember what I'm telling you. Kiloi echbalim harpam b'sicha azo. I'm not going to say it many times in this psicha. Umitchila nevar kama lavin shavra al yedei sibur lashon hara rechilos. First, we will explain how many lavin you're over. V'achar kach kama asin, then how many asis. V'achar kach kama arurin shemakal atzma yedei ze, and then how many arurim one is makabel. V'oid kama yisurin gedoylim shenizba bal yedei ze, and how many great yisurim one is over. V'achalikis apsicha zu l'shnayim, I divided into two sections. Hapnim yikari b'shem mekar achayim. The inner part is called the source of life, ubeir savavla b'shem ber mayim chayim, and the surrounding commentary is called ber mayim v'tam l'shem esoelu. If you want to know the reason for these names, kfar kasati v'akdama, already run the hakdama. Ubeir mayim chayim yivar al eza oifen nemer kalav oyase. In the ber mayim chayim, I'll explain under what scenario you're over alav or the aseva oid eza halachas achirs, and other halachas, v'zeh heicheli be'ezras hachonein das. This I have embarked upon with the help of He who grants intelligence. Okay, this concludes the psicha of the psicha. And tomorrow we will see, we will start the lavin, which lavin one is over, by speaking Lashon Hara. Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.